Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
We hear that we came from Golok. We are living entities. But I am not able to understand. If we saw Krishna, so how could we, our attraction was towards Maya?
You've heard so many places or whatever that we were in Krishna's Leela and Goloka Vrindavan and we became envious and we left Krishna and now we're being punished in the prison house in the material world. That's general ideas there in Christianity, and it's very prominent in Christianity. And Prabhupada did use that in his preaching, that idea of the prison house and punishment, to encourage us to surrender and get us to understand something about the inconceivability of the whole thing. Because the nature of jiva tattva, the identity of the living entity, is very difficult to understand. Jiva Goswami is telling in Sandarvas that achintya shakti, inconceivable potency, unless you can accept the inconceivable potency of Krishna, and things are inconceivable, then you can't understand. So the jiva, according to mostly all the shastras, Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially Bhakti Sandarva and Goswami writings, they're saying that the jiva is, the Nityavada jiva is eternal, eternally here in the material world. We've been here eternally.
We never saw Krishna.
No.
Okay.
And we can do bhajan. Krishna's given us the way of bhajan. We have some minute independence, very small minute independence, by which we can do bhakti bhajan and attain a spiritual body and go to the spiritual world. And we never come from there again. There's so many verses, there's four or five verses in Gita, and everywhere is telling that point. When you go there, you never return again. Because it's nitya. The spiritual world is nitya, and everyone living there is nitya. It's nitya dham, nitya siddhas. So now we are in this nitya mukta, we are eternally conditioned. Our place is always here. But we can go there. Like I may always lived in India. I was born in India, I've lived here forever. My mother's from India, my grandmother's from India, everyone's from India. But you can make money and get a ticket and fly to Australia and live in Australia and never come back. Or rather America. Many do. They never come back. So it's the same with the jiva. It says anadi bahir mukh. Anadi bahir mukh. No beginning. Anadi bahir. There is no beginning. Nitya means eternal. It's eternal. Never was there a beginning, middle, or end. The jiva is eternally in the material world, but his eternal stay here, this is the inconceivable part, his eternal stay here can end, so then it's not eternal, but that's the inconceivable part.
Yes.
Then, but he doesn't end. His body's, his rotating in body after body after body ends. And then in his spiritual body he lives, he continues his eternality in the Nitya Dham. The Nitya Vaikuntha Dham, and this is a Nitya Jagat Dham. Aparayam itasthanyam prakritim vidimeparam. This material energy, Krishna is saying in Gita, is always manifest and unmanifest. But it's eternal. It's going on. In most traditional Gaudiya Parivars and movements, everyone is clear on the identity of the jiva. There seems in some institutions there's some confusion, and there's differences of opinion even amongst the leaders.
Right.
They have a divided view on this basic point of of tattva, jiva tattva. It's very clear in the shastras, all the shastras written over the last 500 years, it's very clear that the jiva is eternally in the material world, his eternal sojourn here again. He can transit from here and go to the eternal spiritual world. By bhakti bhajan, attaining purity of mind and heart, attaining Krishna prema, then he can go to Krishna's pastimes and get liberation. He'll get his sadhana siddha deha. He won't become nitya siddha, but he'll become, he'll go to the nitya dham, and he's called sadhana siddha, not nitya siddha.
Sadhana siddha jivas will be serving nitya siddhas.
Excuse me?
I mean, sadhana siddha jivas will have a subsidiary position, subordinate position in the, I mean,
no, their identity is different than the nitya siddhas. Radharani, it's a difference in identity in terms of shakti. Radharani is nitya siddha. But she's swarup shakti. We will become sadhana siddha, but we're jiva shakti. We don't become swarup shakti. Krishna is swarup shakti. But it's like, when you sit down and take prasadam in a Jagannath Mandir, there are rich people, poor people, all kinds of people there. And no one worries about that.
Okay.
Everyone's taking prasad. Right. So similarly, in the spiritual world, everyone's serving Krishna. And they're blissful and happy and satisfied in their seva. No one's thinking, oh, you're not a good servant because you're a jiva shakti. You're the flower garland you made for Krishna. It can't be as good as Sarup Shakti.
Right.
It's not like that.
Okay. This discrimination is not there.
No. There's hierarchy and there's a group leader. There's some hierarchies, but it's all transcendental.
Okay.
That everyone is blissful. The nature of the spiritual world is everyone's blissful. Everyone's fully satisfied in their seva and their position and their loving relationship with Krishna. There's no us and them, big and small, has and have nots, fortunate, unfortunate, rich and poor. There it's only love, and everyone's body is only made of love. There's no bones there. Spiritual bodies have no bones, no brains, no bones. Only love. It's made of Prem Sarup. So you're a Jiva Shakti Prem Sarup. That's not understood.
Krishna is already deriving pleasure from his loving reciprocation with his Sarup Shakti. So what is the purpose of Tatastha Shakti Maharaj? I mean, he already has Sarup
Shakti. Krishna has unlimited ability to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So All of Krishna's parts and parcels, irregardless of their energetic designation, are meant to serve him. The smallest particle of Krishna's existence is called Jiva Shakti. And the Jiva Shakti's Srup Lakshana, primary characteristic of the Jiva Shakti and of all the Shaktis of Krishna, is Krishna Nitya Das. Radharani is Srup Shakti. Her primary characteristic is Krishna or Nitya Das. We are Jiva Shakti. Our primary characteristic is Krishna or Nitya Das. Right?
Once I heard from a Vaishnava that he said that Krishna created this world and we are existing because he cannot perform his pastimes as a savior in the Golok Dham because there are no demons or death or old age or such calamities. So that is also an important feature or facet of his personality. So this
everything is Krishna's leela. It's called Srishti leela, Srishti pralaya.
Yeah,
it's all Krishna's leela.
Although
he didn't create it. That's the first. This word creation doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
Nitya means it's just.
Yeah. Eternally exists.
Who created Krishna? Krishna, Krishna is the absolute truth. It's Shakti, 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 Shakti Matur. Shakti, Shakti Matur, Abheda. There's no difference between a Shakti and a Shaktiman. So Krishna, all his energies are eternal. The material world, every time factor, the jivas and gopis, everyone's eternal. Oh, Krishna created this material world because he wanted to be the savior. That's subjective. That's someone's subjective viewpoint.
Yeah.
When did he create it? He was sitting around playing his flute one day. He said, I'm really tired of all this flute playing and all. I think I'm going to make another world called the material world. I want to do this. Mm-hmm. When? What's it? What year was that created? Can you tell me when the material world was created? This is just some kind of romantic type romantic preaching. It's not tattva. Krishna, I mean, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Krishna says in Gita, chapter 10, verse 8, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Mata Savam Pravartate, Iti Mapa, Bhajanti Mam, Buddha Bhava Samrita. He says, from me everything comes. I am the source of everything. Everything is Mayam Tatam Idam Sarvam Jagat Avyaktimortina. Chapter 9, verse 4 of Bhagavad Gita. Everything is inside of me, and at the same time, everything is outside of me. Everything. Radharani is inside, Radharani is outside, the material world is inside, the material world is outside, the jiva is inside, the jiva is outside. Now, where is the time of creation here?
This world is wrong, actually.
Is everything is inside of Krishna? Something. Oh, I think now I'm going to create an appendix because I have so many other things. I created a pancreas, I created a heart and liver, but now I want to make appendix means extra thing. Now I'm going to make one more thing. After 10 years, I made this new thing. I added that here, appendix. So I had all these things. Oh, now I create this new thing, material world. So I'm be savior. Lord Chaitanya is nitya. He didn't appear 500 years ago. He wasn't in a concept. It wasn't conceptual for millions of years. And then Lord Krishna said, I think I'll become Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is eternally existing. It's all, this is nitya.
Yes.
Therefore, inconceivable.